Right now, though, we do want to play a little bit of audio that we found. And, Cash, you've not heard this, I know.
No, where'd you get this audio?
Well, our friend Austin Guthrie actually is a bit of a...
audiophile?
No, he's kind of like a wannabe stand-up comedian.
Oh, okay.
He does improv is a big thing. So he's kind of in and around the comedy scene in DFW.
Mm.
And you get to know the locations, you know, and the...
you know when the hot acts are going to happen underground. It's like a...
Right, exactly. Right. Like whispers. And some comedians just show up and work material, that kind of thing.
Seinfeld?
Sure. Could be anybody.
Kevin Hart.
In our case, it's an actual ticket host who apparently workshops some of his comedy, and he does so in underground comedy clubs.
Gordon?
No, it's not Gordon. I'm just going to play this audio for you, and you can hear it for yourself, but... this was recorded recently at a unnamed comedy location, and there you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the stage, Norm Hitzkus. Hey. Back when they were making the original Looney Tunes stuff, man, that was a challenge. That was a piece of art to make some of those things. And right up the street from Oxnard, where we're going for Cowboys campus, is their university, UCal Hanna-Barbera. Worst piece of furniture. The chairs in doctor's offices. Are they attempting to make us feel worse just as we're about to go into the doctor's office? They're always low-backed, okay? Always low-backed. I mean, Webster would consider these chairs low-backed, okay? And they're uncomfortable. They don't lean that. The seats are hard. Next. And I'm just wondering, Taco Charlton's going to go in the first round from Michigan. When he gets married, would it be proper to refer to his wife as a Taco Bell? Hey. I'm sorry to say this, okay? But Tommy Fleetwood, he doesn't look like a top 10, top 15, top 20 golfer in the world. He just doesn't. He looks like some guy that should be playing with a whole bunch of unmatched clubs on a public course. He just does. He didn't look like a golfer to me. That he didn't look like the prototype of golfer. I figured out what he looks like to me. A drummer in a rock band. That's what Tommy Fleetwood looks like to me. And I've got his musical future. He forms a group with Rory McIlroy, and they call themselves Fleetwood and Mac.
Oh.
Hey. There's an old joke about betting hot. The guy calls his bookmaker and says, "What you got for them?" And the guy says, "Well, I don't have any basketball." And he said, "Well, I've lost my last 19 basketball bets, so that's probably not bad." And the guy said, "Well, I don't have any baseball either." The guy said, "Well, I haven't had a baseball bet in weeks, so that's probably not bad. Any football?" "No, I don't have any football. There's no football games you can play these. What have you got?" And the guy says, "Well, I've got hockey." The guy says, "I don't know anything about hockey." "Well, they obviously didn't know anything about the other sports either. Because he was losing all of those." "Well, look, I mean, he gets great music."
Boy.
I was hoping it went better than that.
A lot of people eating.
Pulled the ripcord at the end and just went for the music. Got rattled and just called for the music.
Oh,
the very end.
I think he brought a hook out and hooked himself.
I think somebody else did. Well, he'll try again, I'm sure, in the future. Norm's stand-up comedy routine.